Greg Corcoran. We farm in Ross, Pike, and Souda counties here in Ohio.
Tell me a little bit about when you were able to get started harvesting.
We started in probably the end of September. We started with some of our early plant corn, early season corn that we planted. Got about 300 acres of that off before we switched over to our specialty crop and harvest some of our popcorn. And then from there, we've moved into our beans when it's been dry enough and been probably got about 500 or more acres of those off as we continue to, like I said, focusing on what we can, what's dry, what's ready, and trying to let the weather play, play into our hands where we can. We're going to focus on beans when it's dry, and when it's not, we're going to probably move over to our corn, which is dried down and is ready in several places.
How have conditions been this fall for you?
Conditions have been okay. We're still fighting the wetter weather as it continues. Ground conditions are wetter than they've been as far as moisture being held in some of our fields that we haven't seen in this late into harvest. Normally it's pretty dry. So that's been some of the challenges we've faced is to look for fields that are ready, but in turn making sure the conditions are right. We don't want to leave too much compaction in our fields. So it's been a little bit of a struggle trying to get the crop off, like I said, and with the weather, and hopefully we can get some dry spells and really focus and get some of this crop off.
The crops that you have been able to harvest so far, how have they been? How are they looking compared to previous years?
As far as the crop goes, we've been surprised in a good way with the yield. Very happy with the yields across the boards. But the conditions of the crop has been a very big challenge. We have found quite a bit of mold and ear rot in our corn, a lot of disease pressure from our beans. We may be looking at record yields, but the quality is definitely something to be that's a little bit unsatisfying as we get into it. Hopefully, as we get into some of the later season crops, we're hoping some of that looks a little better. We have been seeing some weed pressure in some of our specialty crop fields with the burnt cucumber, which has really had an advantageous growing season for it, because as that foliage falls down, it gives a lot of opportunity for noxious weeds to come up, and burnt cucumber has really taken over some of the fields that we've had. So we'll see as we get further in. I'm hoping for better quality out of the crop, but we'll see. Like I said, it was disappointing in some of the applications that we put on, and hoping that we were preventing some of the disease pressure, but it looks like with the very warm and wet summer growing season that we had, it was almost unavoidable. So,
have you had that type of disease pressure before, or was this kind of out of the norm?
This has been, like I said, it's been an exceptional growing year for wet and warm weather, which is perfect conditions for those diseases to set in. I would say, to the extent that we've seen, I haven't seen this kind of pressure, disease pressure and ear mold and rot that we've seen in my farming years being here. So I would say it's going to be a challenge, and like I said, we'll have to keep an eye out on the crop and make sure that it doesn't continue to get worse.
How much do you think you have left to do to finish up harvest, and what conditions would you like to see to finish the season strong?
Weather plays everything in our role, and if we can get some dry weather, we can really get some crops off. But with the looking at record yields, we're facing a storage problem. So we're looking at opportunities to haul in when we can, and then in turn trying to find ways that we can get this crop off and stored in the right conditions. So I'm looking for better weather. Also looking for hopefully keeping our equipment running. That's been a little bit of a challenge. But on top of all that, I think we really have quite a bit to do. I would say we're a little bit behind where we're supposed to be as far as our acres that we normally have done. But we're looking at big yields, so it's been a little bit more of a challenge, a good challenge, but we're trying to find creative ways to get the crop in, get some hauled in, and store what we can.